In Iraq, it's estimated that tens of thousands of soldiers have died fighting ISIS in the past year. But it's not frontline combat or even suicide bombs that have been the deadliest. The biggest killers of Iraqi forces have been small, homemade bombs. The Pentagon calls them IEDs, improvised explosive devices. The bombers place them along roads or use them to booby-trap buildings. There are Iraqi teams trained to disable them, but don't think young daredevil types like in the Hurt Locker. These Iraqi teams are led by an older generation of soldiers with very little equipment or specialized training. Susanna George reports from Kirkuk.
The colonel is 48 years old. Small in stature, his Kurdish fatigues are pressed and fit neatly over his slight paunch. He wears leather dress shoes, not combat boots. This man is one of Iraq's top bomb squad experts. The colonel asks me not to use his name for fear that he and his family could be targeted by ISIS. He speaks simply with none of the bravado you'd expect for a man with one of the country's most dangerous jobs. He explains that he was initially trained to defuse landmines at the end of the 1980s following the Iran-Iraq War when the country's north was carpeted with landmines. That is where his formal training ended. And now, in his new job, he's having a hard time keeping up. ISIS is littering the country with homemade bombs whose construction doesn't follow a pattern like the mass-produced landmines. So he and his men learn as they go. The colonel and a few members of his unit suit up for a visit to the front lines. The men don flak jackets, but nothing more. When I ask if they wear the same gear for more dangerous missions, one of the men smiles, saying, "Of course, it's all we have." It shouldn't be like this. Just outside the front gate of the base are four American-made MRAPs, heavily armored vehicles designed specifically to withstand IEDs. But the colonel dismisses them as next to useless. And you can see why. The imposing-looking machines are actually rusted out. Most of their armored plates are missing, and the colonel says the computers and radios have been stripped out, too. This is what his team has to work with. Hand-me-downs from the U.S. military doled out by Baghdad. On a road west of Kirkuk, the colonel tells the convoy of pickup trucks to pull over. Back in March, this stretch of road was littered with IEDs after the Peshmerga took the area back from ISIS. The colonel says his men destroyed more than 70 bombs. But sometimes the colonel says that's not an option. Down the road in a small village once controlled by ISIS, the colonel says a soldier was killed when a booby-trapped house exploded and collapsed on top of him. His unit decided clearing the village was too dangerous for an area of little strategic value, so they left it as is and continued on.
That's the very last option for us. But in some cases, it's a rare case. If we have no option other than exploding the house, we have to explode it for the safety of the Peshmergas.
Western military advisors say just walking away from bomb-laden villages like this one is all too common. It's a symptom, they say, of the fact that Iraqi teams are undertrained and ill-equipped to deal with the magnitude of the problem. The colonel says just in the past year, Kurdish forces have defused or destroyed more than 7,000 bombs. Back at the base, the colonel shows off a collection of a few dozen IEDs stored under a plastic tarp just behind his office. Most of them were diffused with gear no more complex than hardware store wire cutters. All are still loaded with explosives, but the colonel assures me they're safe. IED experts working with the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq disagree. Several told me that all this explosive material left out in the open is never safe. Almost as if talking to himself, the colonel says the bombs lying in front of him remind him of just how many men he's lost in the past year. When I ask him how many died, he gets kind of cagey. The Peshmerga don't like to talk numbers, and like many armed groups, they often downplay their losses to keep up morale.
Panjay Dusty. We can count them by the fingers. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
For the World, I'm Susanna George in Kirkuk, Iraq.